Namanda, vıtı 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 namanda.
Begin this morning by reading from Shinran Shonin's Shoshinge. I invite you to join me in Gassho. Shoshinge no kotoba o itadakimasu kara, Gassho o onegai shimasu. Although I too am within Amida's grasp, passions obstruct my eyes and I cannot see him. Nevertheless, great compassion is untiring and illumines me always. Watashimo Amida Butsu no Komyo no naka ni osame torareteru keredomo, bonnou ga watashi no manako o saegitte mitatematsuru koto ga dekinai. Shikashi nagara Amida Butsu no oinaru jihi no komyo wa kono youna watashi o misteru koto naku tsune ni terashiteru, terashite kudasatteru to namanda butsu, namanda butsu. Once again, I welcome all of you to our service this morning. It's very wonderful to be here with all of you here in our first service of the month of August. Our Obon service is just right around the corner next week, and I hope that you'll all be able to join us for that. We have some wonderful guest speakers joining us, Reverend David Matsumoto from the Institute of Buddhist Studies and the Berkeley Buddhist Temple, as well as Reverend Shosei Hanayama from the Watsonville Buddhist Temple. They'll both be joining us. Reverend Matsumoto will be speaking in English, and Hanayama Sensei will be giving our Japanese message. So recently my parents were here visiting. My wife had her wisdom teeth out, as some of you have probably heard, and she's doing very well now. But it was very great to have my parents here. And one of the things that we love to do when my parents come for a visit is go for walks. My parents both love walking and they love hiking. And we went for the first time to the Camp Sawyer Trail. Has anyone been to the Camp Sawyer Trail along the Crystal Springs Reservoir? And the nice thing about the Camp Sawyer Trail is that it's stroller friendly. Right? And so we have our son, our oldest son is 3, and he can walk, but he doesn't always want to walk. And then we have a 7-month-old who's not able to walk quite yet. So it's nice, to, rather than have to carry them, to be able to just put them on the stroller and push them along. And so it's a beautiful trail. It goes right along. It's in the watershed there, the Crystal Springs watershed. So it's kind of out in nature, and yet you've got this nice paved trail. You're walking along a lake. It always kind of reminds me of being back in Minnesota, actually, being walking along a lake. And the last couple times we went there, both times we saw deer come right down out onto the trail. Has anyone been there and seen wild animals before? Yeah, there's lots of wild animals there. And so it was very nice to see deer. And they're quite tame. They come, you can go right up close to them. Our son was very excited. After we got home, he kept talking about, oh, deer in the woods. We saw deer in the woods. So he very much enjoyed that. And it seemed curious to me that they were, you know, coming right down. But then I realized that they're trying to get to the water there. Right? Because we're in the middle of a drought now, and so probably their normal places they go to drink water aren't available. Does anybody here kind of live near the woods and have some animals come into your yard from time to time? Time to time you hear about people have, deer or anybody, like coyotes, I guess. We've got coyotes here, so you have to watch out for your pets. But, you know, animals, kind of raccoons too, maybe coming into the yard. I remember when we were living in Oxnard previously, we had kind of an interesting animal experience. We lived kind of in the middle of town, so we didn't see animals that often. But I remember one day when I came home from a meeting, it was maybe about 4 in the afternoon. It was kind of, later in the afternoon. And I came home and I walked. My wife happened to be kind of at the back door doing the laundry. Our laundry machines were there. And so she sort of opened the door and said hello to me and gave me, you know, a nice smile. And then all of a sudden she got this sort of shocked look on her face, like, and I thought, uh-oh, what happened? So I turned around, and from about me to, say, the where the Buddha is, actually, where the in our shrine is, we had a little fence. And on top of that fence, there was sitting a gigantic raccoon. It was just sort of sitting there, looking at us. ものすごいでっかいラクーンがアライグマがこういうフェンスの上に座ってドア開けて妻が本当にびっくりした顔で And so we saw this raccoon, and then he very casually just kind of walked along the fence and jumped down and went into our backyard. And we thought, well, this is kind of interesting. So we went to have a look and see what he would do. And, you know, at first my wife thought he was really cute. She was like, oh, wow, she'd never seen this, you know, big North American animal in the flesh. And so here's this big raccoon, and she was very much kind of charmed by it. And, you know, she's talking about how kawaii it was, and sugoine. And she was really impressed by this cute raccoon. And then he kind of walked over, and we just had fresh sod put down in our backyard. And so he started kind of rolling up the sod. And we had noticed the day before that the sod was, you know, parts of it were kind of rolled back. And we thought, well, you know, they're landscaping. We knew they were putting in an irrigation system. So we thought, well, maybe this is part of the irrigation. And then as we're watching this raccoon, we realize it wasn't the gardeners, it was this guy who's been rolling up the sod in the backyard. And so, you know, he's rolling it, and you know what he was doing? He was looking for bugs and things, because when they put fresh sod down, they till up the dirt, so they mix up all the dirt, so all the worms and the bugs get kind of brought up to the surface. And so it's like a big big buffet, like Old Town Buffet or something like that for raccoons. So he was, you know, digging it up and eating all the bugs. And so we thought, well, this is no good. You know, so we sort of, you know, very carefully herded him out of the yard and, you know, made very shooing sounds and hissing sounds. And he sort of, he ran off, and we thought, okay, well, you know, the raccoon, okay, so we're, you know, he's gone for now. そして、私たちがそのアライグマが、裏庭に入って、その裏庭に、新しい芝生が作って、その芝生を、こう、ひっくり返して、中にある、なんかその虫とか、全部食べようとしてて、もう本当に庭が荒れるから、ちょっと追い出した。とりあえず追い出したということで。 And then I went over to my office. My office was at the temple. I used to live at, you know, our house was right on the ground. So I went to the office next door, and I sat down at my computer, and I started doing some work. And I would always leave the door open in the office, because I figured, you know, somebody might come, and I want them to know that I'm here. I want to have some nice air circulation going. So I'd leave the door open. So as I was sitting at my computer typing away, I heard some sounds by the door, and I figured, oh, someone's come to visit. Maybe it's the mail carrier. I, you know, would usually go and meet the mail carrier, say hello. And as I walk into this kind of entry room, there sitting on the sofa is the raccoon, right? He looked very comfortable. But then when he saw me, he thought, hmm. And he just very casually got down and wandered into the hondo. Right? And it's like most BCA temples, it's a hondo like this with the pews. And so he disappeared, right? Because he's under the pews. And so I get on the cell phone. My wife comes over, and we managed to kind of herd him out of the hondo then at that point. But, you know, he could have really done some damage in there. I'm glad I noticed, because, you know, he would have climbed up and eaten all the fruit on the osanai. And I just shudder to think about how much damage he could have done.
アライグマも一回本土に入って、本当にいろんな破壊ができたかもしれないんですけど、幸いに追い出せたことができました。
So at that point, I closed the door, and I got on the phone, and I called one of our members who I knew had some raccoon traps, and she had one of those big live traps, you know, with the two doors that go down like this. And so she brought it over, and she used for bait. She went in her freezer and she thought, what is the most effective bait that I have? I have frozen Oxnard teriyaki chicken here from the teriyaki chicken sale. So she took a piece of the teriyaki chicken, put it on the trap, set the trap, and we thought, okay, this is definitely going to catch the raccoon. And sure enough, that raccoon did like the teriyaki chicken. But he was also a very clever raccoon, so he managed to eat the chicken without setting off the trap. So we went back later, and the chicken's gone, but the trap is still open. So we thought, okay, we've got to get more chicken. So I reset the trap, because you can kind of set them to be more or less sensitive. So I set it just as sensitive as possible and went back in the house and thought, okay, later on we'll get some chicken and we'll put it here. And then I came back about an hour later, and the chicken was so good, he'd come back for more. And he'd set off the trap. So it's trapped in this thing. So then we were able to call animal control, and they picked up the raccoon and took him up into the. We used to live by the the Los Padres National Forest. So they would take it up into the National Forest and let it out in the riverbed, so they could enjoy a more natural environment and terrorize campers or something like that. まあそのマラクンは結局オクスなどのチェリヤキチキンで捕まえて。<laughs> そして、こういう山の中、近くに山があって、その山の中に逃したということですね。 And so, I think about this raccoon, and as much, mischievous as he was, I remember the second day, we caught him on the second day, and the night of the first day, because raccoons are nocturnal, they generally come out at night. So my wife looked out our bedroom window at night, and she saw the raccoon there. She said that, the raccoon was kind of messing up the yard, and turned and looked her right in the eye, and then went right back to what he was doing, right? そのライグマは夜中に動くんですから、その一回その窓を開けてみたら、その妻はもう目と目が合って、でもそのままにまた芝生をめちゃくちゃにする行為を続けたということですね。 Now, as much as, we like to sort of attribute our human feelings to raccoons, I don't believe that that raccoon was really trying to annoy us. I don't think he was saying, I really don't like this minister at the temple. I'm going to cause lots of trouble for him and his family. まあ、この先生が嫌で、いろいろいじめようというふうに多分、ラクーンは思ってないと思います。 What's the raccoon trying to do? He's trying to get the things that he needs for himself. Right? He's trying to just thinking about what he needs for himself and doing what seems logical to get what he needs. まあ、自分が欲しいものを狙って、そういうふうに動くんですね。 And I think this sounds familiar because I'm the same way, right? I think about what I want for myself, what I need for myself, what I need for maybe myself and my family. And I just kind of go about my life trying to get that. But from time to time, I notice that, while I'm in the process of just going after what I think I need for myself, I'm also causing difficulty and trouble for the people around me. まあ、私も、自分が欲しいもの、自分が必要と思われるものを狙いながら、周りの人々に迷惑をかけることが多いかとたまに気づくことがありますね。Now, the raccoon, in Buddhism, we're taught that we have these different kind of realms of existence and that all beings are equally embraced by the Buddha's compassion, but each being has its own characteristic, each kind of life has its own characteristics. And animals are not able to kind of have that sort of self-reflection and think about, I'm inconveniencing these people by messing up their yard, so maybe I should go back to the woods. That's not the way animals work, right? That's what it means to be born in the animal realm. まあ動物という、畜生道というんですけど、そういう自分が人を迷惑をかけたりするとか、そういう意識がないですね。 But we're very fortunate to be humans, we say, to receive birth in the human realm. We just read the Threefold Refuge. It says, difficult is it to receive human life, now I'm living it. It's a treasure, it's a wonderful gift to be able to receive this human life where we have the opportunity to reflect and think about, actually, this self-centered way of living is causing problems for other people and causing problems for myself. まあ人間として生まれたら、自分の生き方が中自己中心的な生き方が自分に大変なこととして周りに迷惑をかけるようなことが気づくのは、これは人間の生まれですね。 And that's why we say in the Buddha Dharma that to receive human birth is such a wonderful treasure. それがあるからこそ、人間として生まれるのは本当に貴重なものであるという考え方ですね。And so as humans, we have the opportunity to hear the teachings of the Buddha. That's that next line of the Buddha's teaching, threefold refuge. Difficult is it to hear the teaching of the Buddha. Now I hear it. その次に仏様の御教えを聞く機会を会うのは難しいですけど、私たちが会えたことができますね。So we hear the teaching of the Buddha, and it shows us, it helps us to see our own foolish action. You know, we look at that raccoon and think, look at all that trouble that he's causing for everybody. But the Buddha, he was the same way. After he became enlightened, he looked around at all the people in the world, thought, look at these guys, look at all this trouble they're causing for themselves and causing for everyone else. So for that reason, the Buddha provided his teachings to be our guide, to help us to understand our own self-centered natures and to show us the way to liberation, not just for ourselves, but for all beings. で、まあ、仏様が、私たちがそのアライグマを見て、この動物はいろいろな森に迷惑をかけるものだなと思いながら、それは仏様が人間のありさも見て、まあこういう人たちがよく自分の苦しみを起こしたり、周りに迷惑をかけたりする行為をするから、それを哀れみ持って、慈悲を持って、かわいそうと思って教えを説かれたということですね。So we have this wonderful opportunity to hear the teachings of the Buddha, to hear the Nembutsu. For me, the Buddha Nembutsu teaching is like a mirror. It's like a mirror helping me to see myself and to see the way that I'm living.
私はお念仏、南無阿弥陀仏のお念仏が私に鏡のようなもので自分の自己中心的な考え方を見せるようなものですね。
It's because in the Nembutsu, we hear that compassionate wish of the Buddha for us to live happily, to live free from self-centered thinking. And when I hear that Nembutsu, I'm reminded to look closely at my own life and look at the way I'm living.
まあ、お念仏を聞くときは私の生き方をよくよく聞かして仏様の慈悲の声、仏様が私のかわいそうと思ってこの自己中心的な生き方で自分の苦しみをいっぱい起こすことをかわいそうと思ってお念仏を説かれて、そしてその仏様の気持ちを聞いたら私がやっぱり生き方をちょっと改善した方がいいんじゃないですかと思うんですね。
And that's our path of transformation in the Nembutsu, to hearthese words, Namo Amida Butsu, to hear the Buddha's great compassion, and then to look within ourselves and to turn our lives in the directions not just of my own benefit, but of great benefit for all beings.
そして、お念仏を聞くと、私の自己中心的な私が利益を得るのではなくて、みんなが幸せになる道に歩んでいける。
It's very difficult to do that on our own.Shinran, the true founder of our teaching, emphasizes that, but that through the Buddha's compassion, we receive the support and guidance to do that all together.
まあ、それはたった一人でするのは難しいことですけど、仏様の大慈悲の動きによって、まあ、みんなでそういう向きを変えて、みんなに共にその浄土の方に歩んでいけるような道ができるということですね。
So as we live here all together in this world, you know, let us recognize that we all, animals, humans, we're all living together. We're all together on this path to awakening. We're all the objects of the Buddha's great compassion to be kind to each other, to support each other, and to be patient with each other.
ではまあ共にこの仏様の道を歩んでる。すべての衆生、すべての生きているものが共に歩んでいける。まあ、耐え忍びながら、お互いに助け合いながら生きていきたいと思っております。
I invite you to join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。
南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏